Everything's running smoothly.
The smoothest, Pete. The smoothest on this Monday morning of your Kansas City Morning Show! God, it hurts today. I can't do it like a, it hurts. It still hurts. Ah. Oh, I feel like garbage. But this, your Kansas City Morning Show!
No, he's not here alone. Happy Monday. It's a good day to be a Kansas City, and if you're just waking up, feels a little bit more than 20 degrees today. That's your real feel. High of 34, so you're going to want to bundle up today.
A real feel.
And, you know, we're going to get to sports, but happy Red Monday. Happy Victory Monday to a city with a team that ain't playing next weekend. We'll talk about it a little more, but Kansas City Chiefs clinched that bye week. You could see the city celebrating yesterday. It's a good day to be a Kansas City and a great day to be a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
What was it like in the station yesterday?
Oh, it was electric. It felt like home. It felt like being on a couch with Jay. By the end of the game, we had both televisions tuned into each game.
Nice, nice.
So we were watching both.
But who called it? Because that's how you know who. How do you know who's the number one, who's the number two?
I go first every time.
And on those big moments, you go first.
Yeah.
So the big moment, you want to make the call.
Sure.
You were going to be the one to make the call that's going to be up there the rest of the history.
Well, it's the call of the post-game talk show. More listen, so than...
Listen, you may have just made somebody's whole season. Somebody maybe who was out of town all year, came back, listened to 610 Sports Radio. They heard Arrowhead Pride's Pete Sweeney. They said, oh my God, I haven't watched any football all year, but you just told me that the Chiefs are doing a thing. Wow, my life has changed because of Peter James Jamal Sweeney.
Well, my middle name's Gerard. That's the first thing.
Not in this show, it's not.
Second thing, I was first one to talk. I think I said something to the extent of, you never know in the NFL was my first line.
Oh, Pete. You went.
It's true.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You gave him the most generic phrase of all time.
You know, I'm not going to prep anything because then okay, it gets artificial. Okay. You don't want that.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You know what I mean? It was real.
If you're going to get a fur coat, get the mink. After today, I mean, this will be almost an off-season week for me, which I am very much looking forward to. There's no media availability for the Chiefs until next Monday after today because they just don't play this weekend, which is great.
So I'm selfishly, not only were you happy that we got what we wanted, but even on top of that...
When you do it, a lot of the motivation is just, wow, this is like going to be a pseudo week off. Yep. So I'm excited about that.
You love it when a plan comes together.
Good weekend, though. Friday, I stepped out. We went on opposite nights, so that's why we didn't see each other, because we're best friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday.
What's your name again?
Steve. Saturday, I played poker, and I lost $68.
Was this the media game? The sports reporter poker?
About 3 minutes into it, I lost $100.
Oh.
So
that's soon, huh? Things are going well.
Then I bought in for another $100. Got down to about $20 and then built that back up to about 140. So I ended up losing around 68.
So you're down 200 within 5 minutes?
Lost $70. I was I lost 68. I wish I would have lost one more dollar, like in my heart of hearts, so then I could just told people I lost a nice 69.
We both made some bad decisions this weekend. I also ended up putting money on things I had no business putting money on.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry. Forget that I am poor, which is hard. I don't know how I forget it, because it's always a part of me. I overdraft daily. It's who I am. But I always like to keep up. I'm a fun drinker. I'm very much a if we're having a good time, let's keep it going.
You remember that this morning when you asked me to get you coffee?
Yeah.
When I was on my way here. Exactly. No problem remembering on Monday. Saturday, Hartzell, I don't see you.
No, that is a whenever we have these situations like I had on Saturday, you let future you take care of that.
That's right.
That's a future you decision, and that's totally
no
fine.
Doubt about it.
So that's how we got the night going. And then at some point, we put money on the Jags game.
Every inspirational Instagram would be so upset with you right now.
Made a cool 212 buckaroos. So that made things feel better.
You probably just broke even.
Honestly. Yeah, you're about right. Honestly, yeah. We're probably still taking an L on the weekend. That's fine.
I'm always going to be here on Monday to drop a little dose of reality on your ass.
I had a quick hit, but I forgot. Oh, it was Andy Reid's daughter. Andy Reid's daughter did the national anthem at Arrowhead. I don't Crosby. Crosby Reed is her name.
Yes, that was really cool. Head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Not the first time the Chiefs done it. And Andy Reid basically on Friday told the media that the singing gene in his family comes from his wife, Tammy.
Andy needs to give himself some more credit. I feel like Andy could probably just sing such a
tune. The playoffs. The time is yours.
Yeah, I don't think he sings.
What?
I mean, easy.
What?
Come on.
She might be able to get us some tickets.
Okay. I don't think Andy Reid wants his daughter seeing anyone that bets on the Jaguars.
And with that, let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Man, oh, Pete, on this snowy, frosty Monday morning. News.
Don't let Hartzell throw you off there. It's a cloudy day in Kansas City.
I was trying to make the alliterations
don't
work,
use man. That S word unless the S is coming from the sky, baby.
I was trying to get the alliteration, man. Swing from the sky.
Don't throw off my forecast. I'll get you. I'll turn into Lezak real quick here.
Did you give him a weather?
I saw Lezak last night. I didn't have the heart to tell him that I'm also doing weather now. People don't like when I dabble.
Don't think he doesn't know.
Business. Do you think he knows?
Oh, he absolutely knows. The KC meteorologist community.
Sleazy Leezy.
Oh, Sleazy Leezy. What do you think he calls you now? Your competition.
I don't know if he knows who I am. We were talking last night, and he said, man, the snow is falling. And then he also said, I'm going to go check the radar. I'm going to monitor this. Almost like he was saying, just so you know, I'm the one checking the snow.
Don't
like,
get it twisted.
I was about to do sports on 41, and he was making sure that he had his domain covered.
I know that you're a sports guy. Are our sports person. I didn't want to step on your lead, but
just
listen,
after
man,
I told you I was dabbling in weather, you
listen,
put me in a box.
Listen, this is the biggest story in Kansas City this morning, I think, and it obviously is your Chiefs coming with the number 2 seed.
Yes.
Everyone was talking about the call. The call last night. Kevin Harlan is just the man. Kevin Harlan on the call. Was it Rich Gannon also with him doing play-by-play on CBS? Kevin Harlan used to do voice for the Chiefs, which even makes that moment even more special.
Right.
And so I went down a rabbit hole because you're looking at me mad right now because you think I'm about to step all over your sports.
Do what you want.
This is different.
I got a big report on the impeachment later.
Do you? Okay. So I went down a NFL Films rabbit hole
because
they do just top notch. And I was listening to some Chiefs calls from a young Kevin Harlan. The year was 1992. The stuff they say about this team would sound very similar to a certain 2019 Kansas City Chiefs.
This rise to NFL prominence has been swift and measured. The commitment is to more than just winning. The objective is winning championships.
It's intercepted, picked up on the play by Marks, down the near side 30, to the 20, breaks the tackle, down the sideline, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The Chiefs are a team of accomplished veterans, men who have earned respect with their deeds and their dogged faith. And they're a team of ascending stars, young players whose cult of personality is matched by their electrifying performance.
Right.
Sails into the hands of Carter at the 13. Runs outside, gets a block, 15, 20. On the far side, 25, 30. Down the sideline, the 40, the 50. Folks, he's gone! The 40, the 30, the 20. He'll waltz in the 10, the 5. He high steps it in. Touchdown, Kansas City! Oh, baby, what a play!
Hey, that's your Kevin Harlan appreciation audio for the day. He just...
Really, it's a tease. I got some more Harlan for you later.
We don't need to compete, Pete. We need to work together. Mm. When we combine forces with my speculating blindly and your know-how and expertise, we may have a thing here. And that right there is your KC Morning Show. Just call it right there.
Partzel in the heat.
Let's do the news. As far as impeachment updates go, and you already know this, Pete, because you were going to do the news today by yourself, but there is not a ton of new coverage.
No,
there was
not a ton of new coverage.
There was some reporting.
You probably saw this last night.
Yeah, a little reporting.
Maybe some news that Bolton and Pompeo met with Trump.
And could be a game changer.
Yeah. Yes.
But we'll get to that maybe on Wednesday.
Right. Or Friday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Because we're not doing a show on Wednesday. But there was still plenty of holiday political controversy in the form of one Kevin McAllister.
These 7 seconds are now putting Home Alone 2 at the center of a Christmas conspiracy controversy involving President Trump.
Down the hall and to the left.
After the president said he was honored to make a cameo appearance in the movie during a video conference with U.S. troops just before Christmas.
It's been a good movie, and I was a little bit younger, to put it mildly, and it was an honor to do it. And it turned out to be a very big hit, obviously. It's a big Christmas hit, one of the biggest.
The movie aired on the CBC later that day without that 7-second scene. He pounced on Twitter, claiming it was edited out as revenge by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, tweeting, "I guess Justin T doesn't much like my making him pay up on NATO or trade."
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation says it was all part of a routine edit made in 2014.
I saw on Twitter when this happened how everyone was losing their mind. It got picked up by Fox News. So once it got picked up there, that's how Trump found out about it, because, you know, he likes to watch that channel. And the anchor, her name is Katie Pavlich. She actually had to make an on-air apology. Because she thought it was a conspiracy, a Christmas conspiracy, Pete.
The Saturday Night Live content team couldn't come up with this
no!
as a bit.
Right?
Playing into a parody of yourself, not a good look.
That's what we do, but at least we're self-aware on this show.
One of us is.
Hey, I've never been more saddened to have to do an update to a story earlier.
Do you need some?
Keep it going.
Two metro area Houlihan's restaurants have now closed. The Fairway and the Olathe locations both closing. This was in connection to HRI Incorporated's bankruptcy. The Overland Park, Leawood, and Lee Summit locations will stay open. HRI filed for bankruptcy last month. It was the second restaurant group in the metro to do so this fall.
Gone but not forgotten. Two metro area Houlihan's. Was that a cat? Did it bring the cat back in? Whoa. Where'd that cat come from?
Abandoned Houlihan's. New home for strays.
Matt Manning, chief restructuring officer for HRI. If he was, he would have paid this debt.
Right.
Houlihan's still be open right now. The Overland Park and Leawood locations will remain open in Kansas, while the Lee Summit location, my neck of the woods, will remain open.
They called you Hartzelhands, didn't they? You go in there so much. There he is. There's little Hartzelhands. Get his grilled cheese ready.
And a Long Island iced tea.
That's right.
But guess what, man? I'm getting a raise.
Are
you getting a raise?
I hope so.
Minimum wage workers across the country will be getting a raise on New Year's Day. Locally, there's a big difference in minimum wage.
This time next year, some people in Missouri may have more to spend. When the clock strike midnight on New Year's Day, minimum wage workers in the state will get an 85-cent raise, as the lowest hourly wage goes from $8.60 to $9.45.
We have to have a higher minimum wage, just for the cost of living. It's getting harder and harder for the middle class to survive in this country, and I think we need to... The country needs to stay up at that minimum wage, as high as it can go.
It's all thanks to Missouri voters, who approved a plan to raise the state's minimum wage 85 cents every year until it hits $12 an hour in 2023.
Cross the street here on State Line Road, where you enter into Kansas, where it's drastically lower at $7.25, which is actually the federal minimum wage.
This would be a raise for me. So that's how much we make in radio, y'all. To pull back the curtain.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy for you.
All thanks to Missouri voters, so I'm patting myself on the back, who approved a plan to raise the state's minimum wage 85 cents until it hits $12 an hour in 2023. So I guess I can expect a raise in 2023. That'll be the next time.
Raise up. Take your shirt off. Twist it around your head. Spin it like a helicopter.
And finally, because Pete is in a rapping, kind of singing mood.
Petey Pops.
We missed this last week. I can't believe it, but the Bieber fever. The fever returns to
North
Kansas
Carolina.
City. That's it. Belieber. I almost forgot
there
what it was.
There are a
Belieber.
Few Justin Bieber songs that I appreciate. I wouldn't say I'm at any stretch of Belieber.
I love that.
Have I played them on Spotify? Yeah.
I'm on Apple Music. They have an essential Justin Bieber list.
Yeah, not doing that.
They have an essential...
Oh, yeah.
Playlist? Didn't know he... Okay, well, anyway, Justin Bieber. Going to be coming back to Kansas City doing
What?
That's right. Justin Bieber.
When?
Coming back to Kansas City, baby. It's going to be July 6th, according to...
Oh, my God. The day after my birthday? I can't believe this. My birthday's in November.
July 6th. Justin Bieber back at the Sprint Center. The last time he was here, 2016.
Wow.
The Purpose World Tour.
Finally, the Beeb has come back to Kansas City. Good for him.
Good for us. He will be falling in between the Houston and Tulsa shows. So if you want to hit the road with him, tour day the Midwest.
Better than falling in between like Selena Gomez and one of the several thousand models he's dated, huh? 'Cause I'm missing
more than just your body. And with that, Pete. Actually, no, hold on. Before we do that, do you remember album one? Where's One Less Lonely Girl? Now, that was a jam. You can go ahead and do sports. I'm going to find that one. In fact, you know what? We're going to do that at the end of the show. I'm going to play One Less Lonely Girl.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, had a false start there in sports, but we're back.
Sorry. I'm a believer, man. Continue on.
So I feel like sports are always the seasoning to the soup, right? So.
Oh, where are we going with this?
But today, okay. It feels like the main story. It feels like maybe we even just buried it. But the Chiefs miraculously have a bye. I told you on last show that the Chiefs needed a near miracle for them to get the number two seed. Mm-hmm. And this first round bye, they would have to win, and the Miami Dolphins, who, again, if you're not familiar with betting, they were 16-point underdogs, which is a tremendous spread. And so they would have to upset the Patriots in New England. Well, Hartzell, you talked about Kevin Harlan. Guess what happened?
29 seconds left. Here, Butker kicks the extra point. And Fitzpatrick throws in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami! The Dolphins have just scored. Gesicki, the tight end, got a laser in the back of the end zone on a goal-to-go touchdown pass by Miami quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick to take a lead with 24 seconds to go. The extra point coming up for Miami, leading New England 26-24. And the crowd now knows it.
Oh, goosebumps again.
What a throw by Fitzpatrick. What a touchdown run by Williams on the last weekend of the regular season in the NFL.
I'm getting confused. What game are you calling?
I'm calling both games. Here is the extra point. The Dolphins have just gone up on New England 27-24 with 24 seconds to go.
And so the Chiefs beat the Chargers 31-21, and the Dolphins beat the Patriots 27-24. And the Chiefs will not need to play next weekend. What this equates to is a playoff victory. So rather than needing four wins for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, they only need three. The division weekend will be eight teams remaining, so the Chiefs will be home in 2 weeks. The Chiefs were down 14-10 in this game before Mecole Hardman, the rookie, broke off a 104-yard kick return. Damian Williams had 124 yards and two touchdowns in the game. The Chiefs end up probably losing Juan Thornhill, a rookie safety, in this game. The Chiefs do fear it is a knee injury.
And hey, real quick, can Tyreek let somebody have a moment? When somebody's like,
Tyreek Hill ran down again, Damian Williams again, on one of the touchdowns. Yes.
Can he just let somebody have one win?
84 yards.
Yeah.
Yes. No, Tyreek Hill won't let anyone beat him into the end zone. His
shadowing still is one of the fastest runs in the league.
I wrote on Twitter yesterday, as the game's going on, Tyreek loves running. I am the opposite. I would rather do like a turtle crawl to where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Hartzell, I'll say this. This is really, really starting to feel like 2015 for the Royals. It is.
What was it like? I saw your tweet you said yesterday about how it just was really cool, like the phone calls you got yesterday and even the media
so
stuff.
So people were so pumped,
different.
As you would expect, last night. And it really, I've done 38 post-game shows so far in the 2 years. This was as wild as the calls have been. It's for 610 Sports Kansas City. I cut a call from the show.
Let's continue with the phone lines and go to Chester. What's going on, Chester?
Wow.
My God, Chester, bring it, baby. Whoa.
This is something. Game ball to the offense, defense, and special teams.
So he found Jesus.
My man.
In the Chiefs. That's the type of mood we're dealing with here in Kansas City on this.
You did not know how to respond to that, did you?
Monday.
You did not know what to do
with
that.
Caught me off guard. I've never had an opportunity to go to one of those churches where, you know, there's a lot of yelling and singing.
One of my one of my type.
That things. Reminded me of something like that. I would love to go at some point.
I'll take it.
Thanks.
We need some Jesus.
You and I both could use a
so
little
much.
Jesus.
So much.
And a sponsor here at Unlabeled Music Services in beautiful Westport. Radiohead Radio, moving on. Kansas University had a terrifying flight last night. So KU improves to 10-2 with the win over the Stanford Cardinal on Sunday. KU up 10 at the half and eventually pulled away to win 72-56. Senior Isaiah Moss was 4-for-7 from three and had 17 points off the bench. But a lot of the action, really, unfortunately for the Jayhawks, came after the game. I'll just read the statement from KU. Upon our return flight home from San Jose, California, roughly 20 minutes into the flight, one of the engines failed.
Oh, no.
There's video out there circulating of literally sparks flying off the plane. The pilot immediately contacted the San Jose airport, where we returned and made a safe landing. We are grateful to the pilots and the entire flight crew of Swift Air. We will stay the night in San Jose and return to Lawrence once the plans have been finalized.
Oh, that's
sounds
terrible.
Like everybody is all right. The plane was very shaky, but no like deep dives. The air didn't drop, but at a certain point, when you're in the air and that's going down, you got to be fearing for your life. So,
oh, it's already done. At that point, I've already made my peace. Ooh, I'm starting to get sweaty palms. I don't like that at all. Ugh.
Kansas basketball. Whoever thought Kansas basketball would be a true Cinderella story? K-State turns attention to their bowl game. Basketball team won a nail-biter against Tulsa, 69-67, with K-State down two. Junior guard Cartier Diarra hit a key three-pointer in the late seconds of the game. He had a career-high 25 points, a team-high 7 assists and 5 rebounds. K-State football, so back to football for a second here in college. They play in the Liberty Bowl against Navy on New Year's Eve. K-State enters the game 8-4, and Navy is 10-2. Navy runs something called the triple option behind Malcolm Perry, who's the quarterback. Some have called him the Lamar Jackson of the NCAA. K-State is led by Skylar Thompson, who runs a more balanced attack. Perry's fun to watch. This
so
Navy
boring,
team,
though. It's boring.
This Navy team
old man football,
runs
man.
15 plays, run plays, to 2 pass plays.
I don't like that.
8 a game. 8 passes a game for Navy.
Mm-mm. How could you watch that? I couldn't watch that.
Because the guy is just, he's incredible. I mean, he can't pass, but he's an incredible quarterback, which is weird to say.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, this game happens, so what is that, Tuesday, 2:45 Central Time on ESPN. Best of luck to the Wildcats from the KC Morning Show. More sports after the new year. There's not really a ton going on, especially with the Chiefs off for 2 weeks. A lot of these college teams will wait till the new year to play more basketball. Then it's conference play, so it's going to get exciting. And then, of course, we have the NFL playoffs. We'll cover the division round of the NFL playoffs in the new year on Friday.
You got to be good at
the
sports.
The wildcard round.
If you are named Cartier, you better bring it. You gotta be good at what
I hope
you
I'm
do.
Pronouncing that right. I think it's Cartier Diarra.
Yeah, that's right. Cartier. Pete, we are not going to be having a show on Wednesday, right? Is that what we decided?
Yeah, so here's the plan for you hardcore KC Morning Hoes out there, Cam, leading the way. So we are not gonna do a New Year's Day show.
We thought about it.
Thought about it, but
didn't think very hard about it.
No. I think we are going to start on Friday, so you're going to have your friend Sean, and we'll be back in.
Yeah, we're going to do, this is our favorite top 5 movies of the 2010s, what we're doing with Sean.
So that'll be our first show on Friday. And then from there on out, we're going to be doing 3 shows a week, even when I go down to Alabama and Florida and Miami.
You keep saying that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're good. We're
we
in
don't
good
have
shape.
The technology to do that.
I have a friend,
I barely got this
I have a friend
out.
named Carrington Harrison who happens to love YouTube. And so I'm going to hit true. Him up and figure out how to get it done. And we will get it done. I'm going to bring a
mic
down with me while I'm going. And we're going to hit the ground running. We're going to be doing 3 shows a week pretty consistently once the new year happens. So happy 2020 to KC
We did
Morning
very
show.
Good. We did very, very good.
Yeah, so thank you. And please, if you enjoy it, leave a review on whatever.
Oh, you're not
you're
done yet. Hold on,
to.
You're not done. You're not done yet. We don't have Wednesday wisdom. Is what I'm going to get to. So
right.
Can you pull up some motivational Monday?
Oh, you want to do one of these?
Yeah, I think we should do something like that.
And then I'll give you some New Year's events.
Can we do that? That's what I want to do. Because I also found my. Year. I found what I wanted.
I only have so much inspiration in my bones, but I'll try. Oh, Germany Kent. Never underestimate the power you have.
Nope.
To take your life in a new direction.
I sure won't.
T.S. Eliot.
He's back.
Every moment is a fresh beginning. Ooh, let's go to Mike Dooley. Life's not about expecting, hoping, and wishing. It's about doing, being, and becoming.
And believing.
Oh, let's go to Thomas Jefferson. I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past. Well, good thing we're not going to look into your history, Mr. Jefferson. D.S. Mixel. Many years ago, I made a New Year's resolution to never make New Year's resolutions. Hell, it's been the only resolution I've ever kept. So let that sit with you, my KC Morning Hose. Stick to those resolutions of never making resolutions here in 2020.
I'm so happy we did that. I'm so happy we got a chance to make that work. I wanted some motivation on Monday.
Well, Hartzell, what I'll say this, and this is me talking now. The first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you're not going to stay where you are. Just kidding. That was JP Morgan. I don't know where Chase was.
Chasing the dream, am I right? Well, that's all I got, man.
I give you a quick New Year's preview. All right, so here's the deal. I went to try to do this and find what was going on in Kansas City, and there's just a ton of stuff. I mean, if you want to do something on New Year's Eve, there is. I'm going to go through, 5, 10 that I have quick
you
here.
You do what you got to do. Give me the hot ones.
All right, here we go.
Break me off some of that.
So before midnight even happens, okay, you could start your New Year's Eve early at noon Year's Eve at Science City, which, a great way.
That's where we should be headed.
The countdown is on to Science City's biggest event of the year, noon Year's Eve, Tuesday, December 31, from noon to 7 p.m.
Okay.
You might want to go to this, Hartzell. It provides a safe, fun, and educational destination to ring in the new year with your whole family. No betting on the Jaguars. No.
Don't say anything else.
Irresponsible.
What we talked about off air is off air. Moving on, Pete.
New Year's Eve at the Fontaine. Looks like tickets. If you have some money to spend, $75. Nice little hotel. Just going to go through these. New Year's Eve at Kansas City Live. Starts at 8 o'clock. Kansas City Block. There are certain packages online. You can get the Express Pass, Silver Package, Gold Package. A lot of options there. New Year's Eve at Jay Rieger & Company.
You really know. You can really sell it. When you sell it, you sell it.
Man, this is great. Entertainment by Sheppa and Libra Lips. Hot Club KC.
Hot.
Julia Hale. I had fun the other night at Jay Rieger. Remember, that was one of the 2 days I was late in 2019.
Dude, where's my co-host?
I was only late 2 days the whole year, so good for me.
A combined 2 hours, though. So yeah.
Irish New Year's Eve at your place, Kelly's.
Kelly!
Skip the chaos and celebrate New Year's Eve with us at 6 p.m. midnight in Ireland. So 6 p.m. is midnight in Ireland, so there'll be champagne at quote-unquote midnight. I actually kind of like that.
I really like that idea a lot,
You start
actually.
It yeah. at 5:30, and you get your first taste, and then you continue on.
That's awesome. That's excellent.
New Year's Eve party at Chicken and Pickles starts at 8 o'clock. Join us ringing in the new year. The party starts at 8 p.m. with a DJ photo booth, champagne toast, and an all-night happy hour. Free to attend. So nothing to do and don't want to spend a ton of money. Go there. For you really ritzy folks, the Crossroads Hotel is having a nice party. I'm not even going to tell you the price. If you feel like you have a lot of money, you can check that yourself. New Year's Eve social at Parlor, KC
Moe. You know Bieber has a Christmas track with Busta Rhymes?
No, last chance
it's
to
Drummer
play
Boy.
It. We're not playing any Christmas music on the show in the new year.
Look, what is this? All right, keep going.
New Year's Eve social at Parlor in Kansas City, Missouri. A couple packages on that as well.
I'll show you a couple packages on that.
Okay. New Year's Swingin' Eve at Union Station. So, looks like New York has Rockin' Eve. We're rolling with Swingin' Eve.
Best we can do.
Kansas City's biggest New Year's Eve swing party is back. Oh, it's that kind of party. And only at historic Union Station. I don't think it's that kind of party. It's an event that sells out every year, so get your all-inclusive tickets now and get set to dance in the biggest celebration in Kansas City.
This is a lot for Drummer Boy.
Almost sold out. 2020 Kansas City New Year's Eve at the Well. Pretty cheap tickets, under $30. So that seems like a good party.
You have planned? What are we going to do?
I'd get on that.
We're not doing a show, so we can get a little swifty.
I'll probably see you on Friday, I think. Gatsby's New Year Gala.
Damn, man.
At the Redux Society.
Damn. Okay.
New Year's Eve 2020 at Updown.
Love you too, bud. I just want to spend the rest of my 2019 with you. That's fine.
Annual New Year's Eve party back and bigger than ever. Have a balloon drop and a champagne toast at midnight. So there you go. If you want to play some games, I got two more. Stick with me here. White Trash
New
Year's
Eve.
No,
I'm done now. We're not hanging out, so I don't even care anymore.
This was in Headlights Bar and Grill. White Trash New Year's Eve. I know you'd want to go to that, Hartzell.
Uh-huh.
Because you are
target demo.
The epitome of White Trash. New Year's Eve 2020 at Martini Corner. I've gone to this before when I was a little bit younger. You get a ticket, and you can go to all four bars. You could hop if you want. And there you go.
He's got one with Boys to Men.
So that's just a taste. There's more out there if you are looking to really get down and dirty on New Year's Eve.
I guess he did a Christmas album.
I think we're talking about two different things here.
We absolutely are.
So, yeah. The Instagram is the KC Morning Show. KC Morning Show everywhere else.
Plug it. Plug it.
Read, review, rate, tell a friend.
We were top 50 at one point on Apple Podcasts for daily news.
I don't know how that happened.
I have no idea. I think the algorithm just got like all kinds of messed up, but it works. I'm trying to give a call to arms. This is our last show of 2019.
Happy New Year. I'm out of here.
I'm trying to call in the banners. I'm trying to get us all pumped up, ready to go, fired up.
Hartzell, James Jamal Gray, I'm Pete Sweeney.
Hear that? That's President Obama who's outside the door and says, I'm so proud of you. Hartzell's great. Yes, you can, 2020.
Happy New Year to all the haters and losers.
Pete is headed out. My name is Hartzell. Seriously, thank you guys so much. 2020 is our effing year, KC. I love you. We like you. We'll see you in 2020. We'll see ya in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.